Lee Jordan, of course, is the racing manager of the Victoria Racing Club, and the entries came out for not just for the Melbourne Cup, but for the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate yesterday. And I think if there's a big theme, it is the number of international entries compared to last year. How are you, Lee?
G'day, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, the neon lit bit with these numbers was certainly the volume of internationals.
Yeah, no, I think the numbers overall were very good. 186 total, which was the highest we've had, actually, since 2012, which is a good result. And you said the internationals were very positive, 43, which is a fairly high figure, but obviously a lot of work still to be done to, you know, to get them here with our vet protocols and shipping, etc. So, but no, very, very positive.
Well, I think there were only 15 last year and 9 for the Caulfield Cup, and there's 32 for the Caulfield Cup. So something has generated more interest, at least at entry point, for the internationals, and obviously the scintigraphy has been dropped, and there's been a massive injection of prize money across the board to Cup Week. So there's a few big carrots there that weren't there last year.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. The scintigraphy, as you said, like, it's not mandatory anymore. Obviously, it'd still be used if need be. Unfortunately, no Japanese nominations or even from Hong Kong, so it's something that still needs to be worked upon.
On the Japanese, is it the flight? What's the factor with the Japanese? I'm pretty sure it's flight-related.
Yeah, look, it's the flights, and I think the vet protocols are still an issue for them as well. So that's something that needs to be worked on. But flights are definitely an issue, and dealing very closely with International Racehorse Transport and Chris Burke, who does a fantastic job. Flights are just getting more and more difficult, even from Europe. They can be very tricky as well. So it's just, I suppose with, and Chris is better off explaining this, but I suppose with flying, they probably prefer to take, iPads and computers and, things that don't, aren't as difficult to travel around the world. So it is becoming a bit of an issue. So it's something that I'm sure Chris is on top of, and Racing Victoria as well.
Well, it will be corrected eventually, but sooner rather than later, because it'd be a shame because of Liz Crusoe and the Caulfield Cup winner as well. We've had a nice exposure to the Japanese, haven't we? It'd be a shame if that whittled down.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It'll come back, and it's just at the moment, well, flights just ruled everything mainly out. I mean, we still have a little bit of interest on final day from a horse called Salius that's still a trainer called Noriyuki Hori that would like to bring it for the Champions Mile. So we're still working with him a little bit and seeing whether we can try and get something together, but it is very difficult. But as you know, we've seen what Japanese horses are doing around the world, and they're world class. So, and they add a lot of colour to the whole carnival. So it'd be great to get them back. I'm sure it'll come, but there's just some logistical hurdles that are quite high at the moment.
Yep. Murder Glass, Pop Rock, Delta Blues, as well as Listica. So they are the sort of the more exotic ones, aren't they? But we've still got 43 internationals for the Melbourne Cup, up from 15. There are some that we wonder about for various reasons. Joseph O'Brien, I imagine, would be a lock. Not sure about his old man. What's the breakdown of the who are the trainers of these internationals that have been nominated?
Well, there's 21 different trainers, so it's a widespread. So there's some interesting. It's good to see some old faces there that, wouldn't you love to see Dermot Weld come back? I mean, Falcon 8, the horse he's nominated, needs to do a lot of work, but he's celebrating his 20th anniversary of Media Puzzle winning the Melbourne Cup. Andres Voller's put in a horse called Northern Rule, and we know Andres won the Cup with Protectionist.
It's like a Cup reunion.
It is. Brian Ellison, bought out Tart Diamond, which Brian, it's amazing, isn't it? For some trainer, has had the worst luck in history of Brian Ellison with the Tart Diamond and Bay Story, and he still has a burning passion to come back. And he nominated a horse called Tashkan, who's an interesting horse. He ran fourth in the Ascot Gold Cup, so that's interesting. Saeed Bin Sarua has nominated, and we know Saeed's been coming here since 1998 trying to win the Cup. And Ian Williams has been here with Mount Athos for Marwan Kukash. So there are some trainees in there that we haven't seen for. But there's some new blood as well. Like Simon Crisford's an interesting story. Mm. He was the racing manager for Godolphin for 30-odd years for Sheikh Mohammed, and he went out with his son on his own training, and he's got a horse called Without a Fight, who won the Group 3 John Smith Cup last start, and he's very keen to come, and probably in the same line as James Ferguson. Obviously, his father, John Ferguson, bloodstock manager for Sheikh Mohammed, and James training by himself. James was foreman when Charlie Appleby won with Cross Counter, so James obviously has a desire to come. He's got a horse called Dover Legend. So there's a real wide cross-section. And you mentioned Joseph with a lot of nominations and also Aidan. So, yeah, I mean, the work's still to be done. And we haven't mentioned Richard Hannon's horse, Mojo Star, that ran second in the Ascot Gold Cup. So there's plenty there. It's just probably the job now is to get through all the veterinary protocols, go through quarantine, et cetera, and the flight. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up coming out.
I have memories of Brian Allison. He was on another table. I think it was Willow Creek Winery. I'd been ghosting Lee Friedman's column for the Herald Sun, and Lee shouted me and a couple of mates lunch at Willow Creek. And I just remember Brian Allison was on the other table with his crew, and Lee unfortunately had to duck back to the stables before the meal came, and he left his credit card behind. You can imagine.
Brian jumped on that, did he?
Well, I'm not sure Brian did, but our tables, we ended up combining lunch into dinner about 3 hours later. So,
and Lee, no, he's a great character, Brian Elson. That thick Geordie accent, he's quite sometimes hard to understand, but his passion for the cup is there. So, it'd be great to see him come out.
Well, that'd be great to see some of these famous international names of the past. So, 43. What's the realistic? I mean, this is the great debate about the Melbourne Cup. What's the right balance? Some say anything over 10's too many. Some say anything under 8's too few. What do you think?
I think around that 4 to 6 mark. Yeah. I mean, if we could get, say, around that 4 to 6, I think that's a good number in the Cup, and I think that'll probably end up being around that way. And maybe we might get a couple of horses running on VRC Champion Stakes Day too.
That's what I was going to ask you, is there's a suite of offerings now. It's for a while it was the Melbourne Cup they were targeting, then they factored in the Caulfield Cup, then the Cox Plate, and then they started bobbing up in Bendigo Cups and Queen Elizabeth's and other races. Are you expecting a strong international presence through day by day through Cup Week?
Yeah, look, on Champion Stakes Day, definitely with the three Group 1, $3 million races over 1,200, 1,600 and 2,000, I think. See, Richard Hannon's an interesting one with Mojo Star. He's got a horse called Chindit that won the Group 2 Summer Mile at Ascot, and sort of could be a possibility to run in the mile on finals day. So I think that's sort of the idea, that if a horse, trainer brings a horse for the cup, you know, does he also have a miler or a sprinter or something to come for finals day as well? So we'll wait and see how that pans out. But, I mean, the money on offer compared to what's available in the European circuit is quite mind-blowing for some of these guys.
Speaking of such, this game of ping-pong between Victoria and New South Wales with money and so on, there's a big announcement apparently today from Racing New South Wales. You got any inkling what that might be about?
No, just concentrating on what we're doing down here, Matt.
Very
just,
good. Stay in your lane.
Melbourne Cup and our new VRC Champion Stakes Day on final day, and looking ahead to this Saturday with Ori Star, Group 3, 1,200-metre race down the straight, and a wonderful spring carnival at all the clubs.
Absolutely. Good on you, Lethal.
Thanks, mate.
Lee George.